In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's a blessing for me to be among you here today. And I hope that nobody will ask any question. So now you have the right to do whatever you want. I'm your guest today, and I will serve you as much as I can. I'm Saidi. I'm very Saidi. Saidi guy from Egypt. But I came to be with you today. Just talk about something about related, as Abuna told me, related to marriage or couples. I want to talk to you about three elements or three things that's very important for any couples: love, simplicity, and faith. Love, simplicity, and faith. About love. Love is something unique. When you love somebody, first of all, you forgive him or her. You forgive completely. This is love, to forgive. And when you forgive, you forget. I know most of the time if we have reconciliation, I said, yes, I forgive you, and the other partner, yes, I forgive you. The first problem happened, you come say, do you remember last year what happened? But you forgave me. Yeah, but it's still here. I will not forget it. How come? Forgive means forget. When Jesus forgive us, He forget every sin we are doing. Imitate Christ in your love. Try to imitate Christ with your love. Because Christ, when He forgive us, He forget all our sins. Okay? So, I know we are very complicated. We are very complicated. But still, you have to be simple, and this is the next point, with your love. Love is, because God is love, and God is a simple spirit, very simple. So He is full of love because He is very simple also. So if you love somebody, you have to love him as he is. Yes, it's better for both couples to help each other to be changed, but not by force. And you keep saying, you're still have the same problem and the same weakness. You have to stop this. You have to stop this weakness. And you keep reminding him or her by their weakness, which it's not good at all. So love has no fighting at all. You say, Abuna, we are not in heaven. I remember a lady that she was, her husband passed away, and she was crying. And I said to her, why you are very upset and sad like that and crying all the time? He was telling me that you were fighting with him all the time. She said, yeah, when I miss his fighting. Nam? You miss his fighting? Yeah. I like to fight with him. Maybe it's part of love. I don't know. But I've seen some, I've seen couple 35 years ago or more. I was with them and at home, and they were fighting for everything. Every few minutes, there is a fight. But a fight for what? To do stuff, not doing stuff. I mean, if she goes to the kitchen to clean the plates and stuff like that, he ran after her and said, no, I will clean it. She said, no, I will clean it. No, Habibi, you are very tired all the day. And she said, and you are tired too. And they keep fighting. In the beginning, I said, they're acting or what? Yeah, this is too much. It's not normal. But I stayed with them for a while, few days, weeks. I found them the same. All the fight, I want to do stuff because I love you so much. I want to make you comfort, and I don't want you to bother you. I want to do the stuff on your behalf or instead of you. So by this way, they kept fighting. Even while I'm there, the man went to make for me a cup of tea. So she ran to him and said, no, take the blessing of Abuna. I will make the tea. He said, no, you have to sit with Abuna. You love him so much. Sit with him. And they kept fighting. I said to them, okay, go sit together and make the tea for myself. Because they're always fighting. But this is actually what a wonderful thing that happened, that their kids, when they grow up, they were the same like their parents. And they taught their husband that how to love them the same way. And this is love. It makes others learn from you. If you have God into your heart, you will love easily without any problem. So this is love. To sacrifice. Always sacrifice. Always. Don't think about the other one. I am tiring, I'm doing everything in the house, and he comes at the end of the day and say, where is the food? Hey, this is the food you do. No, this is very bad. I want another bamya instead of kosa, and keep fighting. No, the love more than that, that you appreciate. And love is appreciation. You always appreciate. Whatever the other partner doing, you have to appreciate. Of course, she burned the food every day, no problem. Keep appreciating her until she stop burning the food, okay? So love is appreciation also. Love is simple, and this is the simplicity, the second point which I want to talk about. Simplicity is very, very important. Because of the education we had, Our mind became very complicated, like hard disk, and always thinking and analyzing stuff. So if your wife or your husband woke up in the morning and say, I have to leave, and he forget to say good morning or I love you or see you later or something like that, when he comes afternoon, he will find your mebawiza two meters in front, and you don't want to say any word, and you don't want to talk to him because he didn't say good morning or I love you today or he didn't kiss you in the morning. So when he comes back, the frown will be there, and there is no food today. What? You didn't cook? Yes, I didn't cook. Why, darling? Why? Darling, now darling? Because you want to eat, you say, darling? I'm sorry, what happened? In the morning, you didn't say darling or honey or anything. You just left. I'm sorry, forgive me. I was in a hurry. I forgot a lot of things. You forgot about me? I forgot about you. No food today. And this is not a way of love or simplicity. Simple is a person that he always forget and forgive. And when he forgive, forget. Simple people always, they care about other people, even they're not their partners. I remember that we had Abuna, his name is Abuna Tadrus al-Antoni. He was in our monastery, St. Anthony Monastery in Egypt. And he was the disciple of Abuna Yostos al-Antoni. Abuna Tadrus was a very simple man, a real simple man. He was a saint, but very simple. To understand how simple he was, one day an ambassador came to him to visit him, and he said, I want to see Abuna Tadrus. We told him, are you sure? He's ambassador, European ambassador. While Abuna Tadrus is a very Saidi guy. And very poor, and he said, yes, I want to meet with Father Tadros. I wrote down here his name. So we went to Abuna Tadros and told him, as you know, that ambassador in Arabic means safir. And there is another word very close to safir, which is ghafir. Ghafir is a guard from Upper Egypt. So the positions, this is very low position, and the other one is very, very, very high position. So we went to Abuna Tadrus and said, Abuna Tadrus, there is Safir wants to meet with you. He said, what? Ghafir? We said, no, Safir. He said, what is Safir? We said, Safir Abuna, he is ambassador. I said, what do you mean? We said, he is representative of his country. He said, Safir. You mean Ghafir? We tried to explain for him. He didn't try even to understand. We said, okay, a foreign Ghafir waiting for you there. So would you please come and meet with him? He said, take him to the church. He said, Abuna, church, there is no seats in the church. So you have to meet with him in the guest room. He said, no, in the church. There is no seats, Abuna. He said, let him stand. Abuna, he is a VIP, so what? He cannot stand? He said, no, he can. He said, okay, let him wait for me in the church. So we took the ambassador to the church, and he was clean, neat, very tall guy, Bilbrook. And he was standing there, and Abuna Tedros came to meet with him, grabbing behind him a very dirty pillow, which is his pillow. And he put the pillow into the church, on the carpet. And he asked the ambassador, "Enta al-Ghafir?" Thank God he didn't understand Arabic. So we said to him, he's asking, "Are you the ambassador?" A bad translation, actually. So the ambassador said, "Yes, yes, I am." He gave him a piece of carton of paper or board, and he gave it to him. And he said to him in Arabic, "Ana hanam wa anta tahwili." I will lay down and you fan me. We couldn't believe ourselves. Well, we couldn't translate it even. And he laid down. We said, "Abuna, this guy is VIP." He said, "So? He cannot fan you. Everyone fanning him." He said, "Okay, let him fan me." We said, "Abuna, no, I will fan you." I told him, I will fan you. Said, "No, you are a Hego man." He was a monk. He wasn't a priest. "You are a Hego man." So the other Abuna said, "Okay, I will fan you." He said, "No, you are a priest." We said, "This guy is VIP." He said, "Is there anybody over priesthood?" "Nobody. Even he is a king." So the ambassador found us quarreling with him. He said, "Would you please tell me what's going on? Why you are arguing with him?" I said to him, "Nothing. No problem at all." He said, "Okay, tell me. He wants you to fan him." I said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, as you heard me. He wants you to fan him." He said, "Fan him?" I said, "Yes." The guy said, "How?" I said, "It's Egyptian technique you have to learn. Kneel beside him, hold the board, and do like that. This technique called the Hawi." He said, "I will do whatever he wants." "Wow, okay, go ahead." And I asked Abuna to shut the door because of the vidiha, that they will see us. So he kept fanning him, and every time he stopped, Abuna opened his eyes, said, "Hawi." He started again because he knew word Hawi. And after he, for half an hour, was fanning him, Abuna got up, took his dirty pillow and the board from the guy and said to him in Arabic, "Anta albak halu mutawada." He said, "I dig baby, what's a mijon?" And he left. So we said to him, he said that you have a very good heart and you are very humble. So God will reward you and will give you a baby and you will call him John. The ambassador said, "Oh my goodness, did you tell him anything?" We said, "Tell him? We don't know anything about you." He said, "Actually, I came for that reason. I've been for 13 years, I have no babies. And somebody in the embassy, one of the employees told me, if you go to Abuna Tedros and pray for you, you'll have a baby." And Abuna, God revealed to him, our father, God revealed to him my needs. I'm sure I will have a baby. And actually, he came the following year with his baby, John, as father, as Tedros told him exactly. So he was very simple, but he was very wise. And because of his simplicity, if you ask him, did you make a miracle now, Abuna? He said, miracle? What miracle? Even he didn't realize that he's doing miracles or making any miracles, because he was very simple. And his simplicity sometimes has a logic. I remember that I went to his cell and he said to me, would you like to eat with me? He had a problem in his stomach, and somebody brought for him a blender, khalat. And I went to his cell, I found him eating something, I don't know what, like agina, something very strange. I said, what is this, Yabuna? He said, everything in the blender. I said, yeah, what it was? He said, the food of the monastery. I said, yeah, what it was? He said, atz? I said, no, Abuna, this is not atz. He said, yes, atz and two fish, one banana, two orange. I said, together? He said, yeah, all in the blender, all in the blender. Kullu fil khalat. I said, Abuna, no. No, Abuna. Every kind separate by itself. He said, really? I said, yeah. Don't do that again. He said, okay. And after a while, he asked me, when we eat stuff, every kind goes into a specific direction in our stomach? I said, no, all mixed together in our stomach. I said, if it is going to be mixed inside, why I don't mix it outside? I said, yes, Abuna, it's logic, Bardo, no problem. So this is how simple he was. But imagine that one day in the 60s, 1960s, he was in need of a burner, Sibertaya. So he went to a group of people. They came from Alexandria. So Abuna went to the driver. And he said to him, what's your name? The man said, Muhammad. They said to him, can you buy for me a burner, a spiritaya? So the man thought Abuna is naive. So he said to him, 10 pounds, Ashra Guinea. While it was, at that time, the price, 10 piastres. So Abuna said to him, are you sure? He said, yes. He asked him again, are you sure? He said, yes, it was 10 pounds. 10 pounds, it was a salary for an engineer for a month, 10 pounds. So he said to him, are you sure? He said, yes. He said, okay. And he brought for him the 10 pounds and gave it to him. Okay? After a year, Abuna met, the same group came. He met with the servant that he's caring about the group. He said to him, where is my sibertaya? Where is my burner? He said, what burner, Abuna? He told him the story that he gave the man last year 10 pounds to get him a burner. He said, Abuna, it's only with 10 piastres. So we don't know the man. We don't know the company. So he's stolen your money. I'm so sorry for that. I will collect the 10 pounds from the group, and I'll get you your money back. Abuna Tadros said, no, no. We have to help him. We have to save him. So the servant said, he said, save me now. Save whom? He said, the Muhammad. Hello, the one who stolen your money? He said, yeah. I'm afraid that God might punish him or his wife or his kids. We have to save him. Yeah. The servant said, let him burn with the money, Abuna. He took your money. He said to him, no, no, we have to help him. The servant said to me, I felt that Abuna not normal. What he's talking about? To help Muhammad, the one who stolen his money? He said, after 2 months or three, I found Abuna Tadros coming. I was waiting for somebody at the train station, Mahatat Masr in Alexandria. I found Abuna Tadros coming out of a train. So he ran to him. I say, oh, Abuna Tadros, it's very blessing to find you here in Alexandria. Abuna, tell me whom you are going to visit. He said, I'm not going to visit anybody. I came here to find Muhammad, to save him. He said, who's Muhammad, Ya Abuna? I said, the burner guy, Sibirtaya. The guy, the servant said to him, are you normal, Ya Abuna? Are you normal? Alexandria is 4 million. 2 million Muhammad, 2 million Ahmed. And you are coming to see your Muhammad here? You're not normal. And he said, I was yelling at him. In the meantime, I was thinking, if I find any other servant in the train station, we'll carry him by force and we'll take him to the cathedral and say, take your monks. They're crazy monks going around and they don't know what they're doing. And he said, while I'm looking right and left, a man came from the end of the station running to Abuna Tadros and said, are you Abuna of the burner? Abuna said to him, you are Muhammad, right? The man bowed down and kept kissing his hands and his feet and said, forgive me, my wife in the hospital, my kids in the street, because of your 10 pounds, take them, anat kharab bayti, please help. And he was crying loudly in front of everyone in the station. So Abuna said to him, I came especially for you, don't worry, everything will be fine, but promise me not to steal any money anymore. He said, I will not gonna steal any money anymore from anybody, but help me and save me. He said, okay, everything will be fine. He said, if you forgive me, take the 10 pounds yours. He said, no, you need it. I got you another one. And he gave him another 10 pounds and said, go, pay for your wife in the hospital and get her from the hospital and get your kids back. Everything will be fine. And don't do that again. He, in front of everyone in the station, the man was kissing his hands and said, thank you so much. And he blessed him and he left. Of course, it was very obvious that that man has many zibiba here. And Abuna is Abuna, a monk. So, and after he did that, the guy, the servant said, oh my goodness, he's a saint. He's not abid as I thought, or he's idiot. No, he is a saint. So he said to him, Abuna, would you please come to my house and bless us all? He stared at his eyes and said, I can't come because I'm a crazy monk. They have to carry me by force and take me to the cathedral and tell them that take your crazy monks from the streets. He said, he told him everything he said in his mind. He said, Abuna, please, my wife and my kids, forgive me, forgive me. He said, I forgive you, but don't think like that again. I came just for him. And he went back with the train to Cairo. How simple he was, even in his love towards somebody he doesn't know. This is simplicity. To be simple in everything. And to show you how great his simplicity was, one day he went into coma. He never went into a doctor, by the way. Abuna Tadros never ever went to a doctor, like Abuna Yustus also. So one day he went into coma. So I took him into my car. I was in charge of the monastery at that time. I took him to Cairo. On the way, he opened his eyes and said, Abuna Bishoy, where are you going? I said, to the hospital. He said, no, no hospital, no doctors, please go back, please. And he kept begging me. I said, Abuna, I'm not going to kill you. I'm taking you to the hospital. Doctors are not bad. They don't understand anything, I agree. But God give them some knowledge. They never cure anybody, I agree 100%. But God used them to cure people. So they're very good people. They're good tools in his hand. We have to love them, Abuna. He said, I love them. Why you are saying that? I love them very much. I pray for the high school students to be in medicine school, isn't it? I said, yeah. He said, that means I love them so much. But I have a deal with Jesus Christ. If you want to cure me, he will cure me directly. No mediator. I said, Abuna, do you know that I'm in charge now? He said, yeah. And do you know how much I love you? He said, yeah. I said, if I go back and anything bad happened to you, I'll feel guilty the rest of my life. I'll be very upset. Do you want that, Abuna? انت عاوزني ابقى تعبان بقيت حياتي يعني؟ قال لي اوه اي اندرستاند. So if you don't take me to the hospital, you will be upset the rest of your life. I said yes. And he said, and if you take me to the hospital, I'll be upset the rest of my life. I said, kind of. He said, okay, I have a solution that will make you happy and I'll make you happy too. I said, what solution, Ya Abuna? He said, what if I die now? I said, yes, Salam. Is it at hand? If you want to die, you will die. He said, you will be happy for me or not? I said, sure, Ya Abuna, I will be very happy for you. I am sure 100% you'll go to heaven. He asked the other Abuna with us, Abuna Misael, he said to him, are you going to be happy? So Abuna said, yes, of course. We'll be happy for you, Abuna. But as Abuna said, death not at hand. He said, don't worry about that. Would you please, he asked me to say any hymn for Saint Mary. So I start singing Sheri Maria. So he made his hand like a cross and he departed in peace. Within few minutes, he passed away. وطلع السماء في 3-4 دقائق. Very simple in his life and he was simple also in his departure. This is the way of simplicity. Makes you very clear and you have a connection with God. Why we are complicated? Why we are thinking and analyzing stuff, what you hear from that or your partner or it's enough. Be simple. If your partner came and say, forgive me, just forgive him. I'm sorry, it means sorry. Why you need more? Why we are complicated? We need to be simple to go to heaven easily. And about that Abuna, to know how much he was simple, that he had to collect money from people. Anybody can give him money. So Sayyidina al-Baba, Pope Shenouda came to our ministry and said, guys, I don't want any one of you stretch your hand and take money from people. This is not good. It's a serious matter. Never ever. Unless you are in the service, don't collect money from people by your hand. Don't stretch your hand to بالعربي. ما تمدش ايدك وتاخد فلوس من اي حد. So while Sayyidina al-Baba was there in the monastery, somebody came and he tried to give Abuna Tadrus money. Said to him, no. Sayyidina al-Baba said, don't stretch your hand and get money. But you can put into my pocket. Abuna قال له Sayyidina al-Baba قال ما تمدش ايدك لكن ممكن تحط في جيبي على طول. حط في جيبي على طول. فطبعا ايه Sayyidina al-Baba heard about it. So he said to him, Abuna Tadrus, what you have done? He said, about what? He said, is there anybody gave you money? He said, yes. And I told him, I can't stretch my hand and take. Put into my pocket directly. And Sayyidina Abuna kept laughing and crying while he was laughing in tears. And he said, say it again, Abuna Tadrus, what happened? And he say it again. And he, because he was telling in a very simple way that he is getting the money by this way. So Sayyidina al-Baba said to him, Abuna Tadrus, you are out of this law and rules. Do whatever you want. Collect any money you want by your hand, by your pocket, whatever you want to do. And what he has to do with the money? After the monastery is, there's nobody there, he said to me, close, shut the door. That means I will count the money. So the money has no value with him. So 10 pounds, like 100, like 1 pound, it doesn't matter with him, whatever. So he just put the money wherever he could, anywhere. So if he say, I want to find the money and collect it. So I keep finding under his mattress, after his pillow, in the shoes, in the anywhere. He put it anywhere and put it like very bad situation of the money. So I keep the money, I earn it. وأكوي وحط الفلوس فوق بعض hundreds, fifties and he had to get for us a lot of envelopes and sat on his in his place and say, write down أم فؤاد mother of Fuad £200. So I put £200 in the envelope and I write down the name and close the envelope. Om Gergis, she needs more this month, $250. And he keeps telling me names and amounts. And after he finished all the, after we finish all the money, his brother has to come to the monastery and take all these envelopes. We thought that he's giving them to his family. But actually, after he departed, we found that a village, a complete village, all the widows in this in that village were crying. They said Abuna Tedros was sending us money to help us in for 40 years. He was collecting the money to give it to the poor, to the widows. And many people said about him bad stuff. But he didn't care. He was caring about how to help those people. They're away, hundreds of kilometers away from him. This is simplicity. What else? We said love, simplicity. Enough? And faith. Faith, al-Iman. It's very important. We are in the worst days ever from the time of Christ until now. And it will getting worse and worse. You have to understand that. The gap between you and your kids is going to be wider. And you have to understand that you have to do your best to have faith and deliver the faith to your kids, to your children. Without faith, we'll not reach heaven. Without faith, we'll not reach heaven. It's very important. Faith in what? Faith that Jesus Christ is caring about you. He will do his will in your life. Of course, you are always saying to the Lord, God, according to your will, but I want so and so and so. If you say according to your will, there is no but. There's no your will in the subject. You have to let him do everything. I remember that a girl came to me and said, she was a doctor, and said, Abuna, I love a guy with me, a doctor in the hospital, and I want to marry him. I said, okay, no problem. Does he love you? She said, no, he never look at my face even. I said, he never look at you? She said, yeah. I said, why you love him then? She said, he is very cute, Yavuna. I said, cute? But he doesn't love you. She said, why I came to you then? To do what? She said, you have to pray that he loves me. I said, but I will pray from the scratch to let him love you. Then, yeah, then I wanna marry him. I said, maybe he's not yours. Maybe God has another person for you. She said, no, I want that guy. I said, okay, we'll pray according to your will, our Lord. She said, Abuna, this is his will. Huh? Don't mess it up. I want you to pray just only one thing. Say, Lord, give, let's say her name is Maryam. Give Maryam whatever in her heart. Nothing more. Don't say, and according to your will, and don't add a lot of things. Just say this sentence only. Lord, give Maryam whatever in her heart. I said, even if it is against his will. She said, no, no, it's his will. Huh? It's his will. Madba was harsh. I said, okay. I kept praying for her. And she kept calling me Abuna. The same prayer. قول إدي مريم اللي في قلبها بس ما تزوجش. Then I kept praying. After 2 months, she came to me and said, Abuna, I love you so much. Thank you so much, Abuna. You're great. I said, what happened?
She said, he smiled to me today.
بعد شهرين صلاة. After 2 months of prayer, he smiled to you. That means you are going to marry him after you turn 60.
بعد ما توصلي لسن الستين هيجوزك إن شاء الله على كده. ما هو إذا كان ضحك لك بعد شهرين يعني.
فقالت لي, just keep praying يا منى. صلي. The same prayer. Huh? You're doing a great job. Same prayer. We kept praying the same prayer. So they got along, they engaged, they got married, and they were so happy. They were very, very happy. Okay? And after 3 months, she got pregnant. And she was so happy that she has a baby, and everything went very well. But after 6 months, he died. The sudden death. He was cute, he was rich, he was healthy, he was strong, he was a doctor. But his time has come, so he went to heaven. When I went, his parents, they said, you are Fa'ariya, and they, and she is not, yani, unlucky or something like that. Fa'ariya, yani, I don't know. She is unfortunate, yeah. She had a balak. Then they kicked her out of the house. And she became a widow while she was 27 or 28 years old. A widow with a baby, has nothing at all, and even has no house to stay. She went to one of her brother's or sister's house. So when I went to comfort her, she was crying on my shoulder, and she said to me, I should have said according to your will. I should have said according to your will. كان لازم أقول لتكن مشيئتك يا رب. But this is my will. And this is the result. This is the consequences. So we are always saying to the Lord, we believe in your will. We believe in you. We have faith in you. We trust in you. But we need something else. So the Israelite people, they said, according to your will, God, but we want a king. So Samuel, the prophet said, he is your king. So God said to him, no. Let them, I will give them whatever they want. They need a king, I will give them the best king. And as you know, that the results was very bad with Saul, the king. So faith means you believe in him, you trust in him. And whatever he says to you, say, oh, yes, Lord, I am here. Whatever you want to do in my life, I will do it. Just guide me, and I'll be there for your guidance. I'm sorry I took a long time with you tonight, but I think the 3 points is very important for you as couples: love, simplicity, and faith. And I hope that next year when I come back, I will find you full of love and full of simplicity and full of faith. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. If you have any question, they have no question. البساطة نعمة من عند ربنا ولا ممكن الواحد يجيت it. يعني simplicity is a gift from God, or we can get it or earn it. Actually, both. Some of the people, they are already simple by them, yani their nature, and some of them they struggled a lot to reach a level of simplicity. They struggled and they prayed, and I believe if you pray and ask the Lord, He will give you what you want, even simplicity. Yeah. Any other question? Yes.
يعني عايزة أقول إن ممكن الصلاة تغير مشيئة ربنا. يعني الإنسان ده أكيد كان مكتوب له الساعة اللي هيموت فيها. وهي أكيد ده كان يعني نصيبها إن هي تتجوز الشخص ده. فمش ممكن تكون يعني هل صلاة قدسك هي اللي غيرت مشيئة ربنا؟
لا طبعاً.
فيعني أنا عايزة يعني بس يعني عايزة توضيح من النقطة دي.
That can the prayer change God's will? So in the story which of the girl, is my prayer changed God's will? So God was thinking to give her somebody else. And when we prayed, we changed. So there is some, there is two things. God's knowledge and God's will. God's knowledge, he knows that she will ask for something else, not his will. He knows everything. And he knows that he will change his will. And he knows that he is going to give her the same guy. He didn't let him love her from the beginning. She was with him, his colleague. She could see him every day. And he could love her very easily. But God prevented him to do that for her sake. And when she asked, no, I want him like the Israelites. I want a king. Okay? This is, God never forced himself into your life unless you agree. He loved us very much, but he never forced himself or his opinion into our life unless we say, okay, Lord, interfere. Do something. Everything in the world going in systematically or naturally, and unless we tell him, God, do something, he will never. He will leave everything. So what those people, though they don't believe in him, some of them, they have everything in life. And you can see them very, very successful. And others, if they said to the Lord, Lord, please interfere, do something, he might put them into some hard time. But this is his will. We ask it for, and this is the result. So never, ever God interfere unless we accept his will or we ask him to interfere. You understand me? يعني ربنا عمره ما بيتدخل إلا لما احنا نقول له اتدخل. لو ما قلنالوش اتدخل خلاص كل حاجة ماشية طبيعي. فهي عشان كانت بتصلي كتير قوي وكلنا بنصلي لها كل الناس يعني وامها وابوها في السماء كانوا بيصلي لها. فكان ربنا مانع الولد ده انه يشوفها اصلا وهي معاه زميلته. لكن لما احنا صلينا بالشقلوب قال خلاص انتوا حرين عاوز يحبها هي عاوزاه يحبها اوكي. I told her from the beginning, are you gonna bear the consequences? هتتحملي العواقب اللي هتحصل؟ قالت لي yes. خلاص it's okay. It's up to you. فربنا ما بيتدخلش لما احنا نقول له اتدخل. اوكي؟ yeah.
هو حر، هو اختار، وانا هسيبه يعمل اللي هو عايزه عشان انا نصحته وقلت له، ولا هقول لا ابني مش فاهم دلوقتي هو بيعمل ايه، من واجبي ان انا اقول واوعيه وما خليهوش يعمل الحاجه لغايه الاخر لاني خايفه عليه وبحبه.
لو ابنك ده 21 مش هتقدري تقولي كده، هيعمل اللي هو عاوزه. سوري يعني she said يعني if my son if my son needs advice and I have to give him the advice and I can you force him to do stuff? You can't if he is 21. You cannot even 18. عندكم هنا even 16 you can't even 5 years old he will call you 911.
لا لا I mean يعني ربنا عارف بضعفنا وربنا عارف بجهلنا. يعني الواحد مثلا بيطلب حاجة معينة شغل مثلا معين أنا مش عارفة فين الخير والصالح فين. صحيح أنا بقول له يا رب لتكن مشيئتك بس بروح وبعمل الحاجة.
But she didn't say لتكن مشيئتك حبيبي. She said لتكن مشيئتي أنا.
بس بيبقى جوايا برضو اللي هي الحتة بس يا رب أنا شايف الحتة الشغل ده حلو قوي أنا عايز الحاجة دي أقولها له بس بيني وبين نفسي يا سلام لو الحاجة دي.
This is what I said. Let us pray for his will. Yes, you want to marry him. أنت عاوزاه صحيح. بس نصلي لمشيئته. She said no, I don't need مشيئته خالص. And this is his love. He said, by the way, she became very well after that. But he gave her a very big test, a test or like, it's not a temptation. بس تجربة جامدة قوي
in her life بس عشان تفوق امتى تقول لربنا according to your will with to believe in his will. Do you understand?
قدسك يا ابونا قلت عن الايمان and the faith وان احنا لازم نسلمه لولادنا. If I want to ask for you for what would be the most important thing we can do to give this strong faith to our kids in this world, which is full of so many different thoughts and so many different beliefs, and with this anti-God coming around very strongly.
Yeah. If they are still very young,
yes,
you have to keep talking with them about Christ. About Jesus. What we are doing in our churches always as parents, we keep thinking how to plant our kids into the church. And we keep thinking that if he knows some hymns or some songs, he's a good guy, he's a good boy, he's a good girl. No, actually this is not right at all. We have to plant them into Christ and plant Christ into their hearts. This is the most important thing. Out of their love to Jesus, they can have some songs, some hymns, something like that. بس احنا we care, احنا كل اللي همنا نخلي عيالنا يعرفوا كويس قوي ألحان وشمامسة وبيجوا الكنيسة سواء بالضرب ولا بغير الضرب. And this is all. Actually, this is the worst thing. ده وحش قوي. لازم نزرعهم في المسيح. لازم نخلي يسوع the core of their life. Otherwise, you don't understand. I've seen many, many young people. يعني they were very, very, very good in the church. المعلم بتاع الكنيسة يعني. Until 17, 18, and he became atheist. استفدنا ايه من الألحان واستفدنا ايه من ال... It's nonsense. أنا عاوزهم يقولوا الألحان لأنهم بيحبوا يسوع. لما انا دلوقتي اجي اقول لحن انا بقول لحن بدندن فيه مع روحي عشان بحب ربنا قوي. We have to teach our kids انهم يحبوا ربنا الاول ويبقوا جواه قوي والايمان يشوفوه فيا انا. الايمان يشوفوه فيا انا الاول. الايمان عمره ما يقول بولس الرسول الايمان المسلم the faith which you delivered to or you got it from your mother and your grandma. So it's to Timothy. So الإيمان ده بيتسلم مش بيتعلم. You can't teach faith, but you can deliver faith. And this is very important. When your kids always seeing you worry, where is the faith? الآن على طول شايل الطين على طول شايل الهم. يعني كل حاجة في حياتك فيها مشكلة ولا في حياتك فيها مشكلة لأنك على طول عمال تفكر وشايل ربنا من الموضوع. What kind of faith you are teaching your kids؟ اللي بتديهم لهم يعني مش لازم يشوفوا فيك الإيمان ده. They have to see faith in you. I remember that I was serving in Africa and it was a very good lesson. It was hard lesson for me, but it was very good for me to show that faith, you have to deliver faith to others, not teaching faith. I had to go and serve El Mau Mau. It's more El Mau Mau. Mau Mau, they said that they're cannibalism or something like that. Cannibals, but they're not. They're just only drinking blood and stuff like that. بس هما مش بيموتوا بس هما بيشربوا الدم شوي. I had to go to them and teach them with a guy, all the gangs from that tribe. It's called Kikuyu tribe. They were very, very aggressive. All the gangs from there, thieves from there. I had to go to them and teach them about faith, about stuff like that. There was with me a guy from another tribe, very nice tribe. And one day on our way back from the service, it was coming to be dark. واحنا راجعين كده من الخدمة والدنيا ابتدت تظلم. My car stopped. The engine stopped and the thermometer goes to the red side. يعني الترمومتر راح للأحمر. العرب الانجن وقف.
stuck خالص وقف و I opened the car I found a lot of smoke there is no drop of water in the radiator I didn't understand anything at that time so I went to Sam the one who was with me. I said Sam I will tell you something very funny he said what it's adventure we'll sleep here in the jungle because we don't have water I said his face it changed completely and he became very serious and he said to me Are you serious, Father? I said, yeah, we don't have water. What can we do? We sleep here. He said, I'm sorry, Father, I will kill you. I said, what? He said, I am serious. You know that the tribe, the Kukui tribe will come and kill me. And they might take you, let you live to have a ransom from your church. You are a foreigner. So you brought me here. To put me into a corner, they will kill me. And you live? No. I will kill you and I wait for them to kill me. I said, why you're saying that? Don't you have faith? He said, no. Uh-huh. I was teaching you faith about faith for a long time. He said, yeah, but I don't have faith at all. And I said to him, no, Sam, you have to have faith. He said, Father, if a lion will not kill us, if an elephant will not smash us, the Kikuyu will kill us. I said, but you have to have faith. Have faith. He said, have faith in what? I said that Jesus Christ will protect us and take care of us until morning. He said, that's great. Do you have faith? Said, yes, of course I do. He said, okay, by this faith, move the broken car. It's logic. Actually, it's logic. If I have faith, I have to move the broken car. But I said to him, look, but God said, he said, don't say but at all. You have 5 minutes either to move the car or forgive me. I'll kill you. وفرجيف لي give you لي حبيبي يعني ولا سوري ولا حاجة يعني ده جرح بسيط على رأي سعيد. So they will, I start praying because it's only 5 minutes. I started praying the litany of broken car. There is no litany of broken car, of course, but I invented at that time. أوشيت العربيات الخربانة. Then, وبعدين, I prayed actually for Sam because he's a very good guy. And I was thinking that the last thing before he died, the last thing he will do before he died, that he will kill me, a sin of killing. So I said to the Lord, Lord, I was trying with him all since I came here to make him a very good guy. And now you want him to go to hell because he's going to kill me before he dies? Lord, please don't. And if he kill me, please, please don't let anybody kill him until he repent. And I kept asking the Lord for that. Really, I was eager not to make him die in his sin. And after I prayed, our Father, heart to heaven, I started the engine started again, which is very good. We kept moving with the car 37 kilometers or more without a drop of water in the engine until we reached there. He came down out of the car, bowed with tears and said, Father, now I have faith. And actually, I've seen his faith later in a very important event that there was drowns and there was no rain at all. And he kept asking the people to pray. And he said, we have faith. We have faith. We'll pray and we'll not leave here until the rain will come. And actually, the rain came with his faith. So this is the faith which you can deliver to others. Faith. It's something you can't teach, but you can deliver. Okay? You have any question? Other questions? Thank God. So I will... I will ask you to learn and watch CYC, Christian News Channel. This is the only channel for us in English, for our Coptic church. I know you love Arabic. أنا متأكد أن أنتوا بتحبوا العربي لأن معظمكم يعني في ناس كتيرة بتحب العربي عشان ما تقدرش تعيش من غير كآبة. It's okay. يعني you can't live without depression. It's okay. With Arabic, everything in Arabic, it's يعني it makes you in depression. Even the songs we sing in Arabic. ونفضل نحزق كأنها موت. It's okay. This is up to you. Do whatever you want. But when it comes to your kids, you have to respect your kids. You are in the United States of America, and you have to respect that. Your kids, your children has another culture. It's not Egyptian culture. Maybe they just came from Egypt. It's okay. But after a while, they will change. So God cares not about language at all. If you speak Hindi, it's okay. It doesn't matter with God. But for their sake, you have to respect that they have another culture and they have another language. If you keep CTV فالنور وفالظلمة طول النهار on your TV and the kids don't understand or they are not interested, what is the benefit? Why you are doing that? You came here for all that way from Egypt to here to show them everything Egyptian and تمثيليات Egyptian and Ramadan Egyptian and كل حاجة في Egypt. Why يعني? You came here to be stranger here? لا طبعا. I am Saidi. I'm speaking Arabic very well. And I know النحو العربي أحسن من أي واحد تاني. But it's not my language originally. My language is Coptic, not Arabic. So if we are speaking in Arabic, that because we are in Egypt. But why? Why you are speaking Arabic here? Why you are teaching? If you teach them Arabic just to be second language, it's okay, I agree, to help them when they grow up. But everything in the house on TV in Arabic, haram alaykum. This is really haram. This is nonsense. You have to respect your children. When they grow up, لا يعرفوك ولا يعرفوا العربي. صدقوني. So you have to let them watch English. And because the English, most of the TV English stuff is not good, it's honest, show them something الكنيسة عملتها. The church built for you a very huge channel called CYC just for them. Let them watch it. Turn it on even they are not watching it at home. Just when they are there in the house, turn it on. And leave it. They will love one of the songs, one of the hymns. They will learn something, I'm sure. According to my experience, many people told me that لما بيحطوا CYC, عيالهم رايحين المطبخ, راجعين من المطبخ, بيسمعوا حاجة. Mom, leave it. Dad, leave it. ويقعدوا يكون ابوهم بس بيقلب في القنوات وغلط وجاب سي واي سي ولا حاجه, يقول له سيبها. ليه؟ لانه سمع حاجه related to him. فاحنا you have to understand that it's very important. بعدين ايه, what do you want from your kids? ان هم to be in Christ in Arabic or in English doesn't matter, right? واحد كان زعلان مني وقفلت الميكروفون. شوشو في الغالب كان زعلان, الشيطان يعني. فزي ما بقول لكم, please turn on CYC as much as you can. This is first. Second, you have to pray for CYC. Because imagine that CYC, I am CYC. Imagine. And then I am CYC. Yeah, the marketing man, the manager, the غفير, سفير, everything. أنا كل حاجة. We have a lot of volunteers, but still, I am the one who has to do a lot of things. We are under the supervision of Amba Moros from Shobra Khema, and under the Holy Synod, but still I have to do everything. I am their representative. So I go from, as you see, I am a monk. I don't need channels. I don't have kids to watch channels. But I have your kids. I have your children. I left my monastery just to go around the world. I sleep in the car. Believe me. 5 years now, going from place to place, from Australia and New Zealand up to Hawaii, just going from place to place, just to promote the channel and collect money for the channel. Why? Until now, the people collecting the money and send it to Egypt. And I go to Egypt, collect the money from them to bring it for you as a channel. يعني انتوا تبعتوا الفلوس لمصر وانا اروح المها من مصر واجيبها لكم تاني. ايه الظرف ده؟ ايه السخاء ده يا جدعان؟ مش معقول كده؟ فعشان كده ارجو ان انتوا to support the channel as much as you can. And the channel is in your house. If you have free dish, free to air dish, يبقى عندك سي واي سي على طول. لو عندك سي تي في في اي بوكس يبقى عندك سي واي سي. لو مش عارف تشوفهم على الاثنين هات روكو. روكو ده من بيست باي ب 40 50 دولار وبس. مش هتدفع ولا مليم بعد كده. وتحطه في التلفزيون هيجيب لك سي واي سي وسي تي في. كفايه عليك واحد عربي وواحد انجليزي. وانت لازم تشوف 100 شانل وما تتفرجش على حاجه فيهم. يعني لو بتدور على حاجات دينيه يعني انا مش بتكلم على حاجات رمضان. انا بتكلم على حاجات دينيه. اوكي؟ ف if you are you watch يعني روكو ده ممكن تجيبه وت fix it into your TV. Or you can watch it online, cycnow.com. Don't forget now, cycnow.com. Or on your phone, it's an app. If you have iPhone, you have an app called the Christian News Channel. ايه تاني ممكن اعمله؟ Tell me, what else I can do for you, عشان to watch CYC? I come to the every house and say, watch it now. I will appear to you in the dream if you don't watch it. And if you don't watch it, you have to confess to Abuna. It's a sin. And I want, you can help the channel. There is a form. You can fill the form and say, it's after you help your church and after you help the poor. This channel, it's for your children. So what you do, as you get for your children food and give them money to go to Starbucks, and you give them money to go anywhere, it's part of that. It's help for your children, okay? So I hope that on a monthly basis, you say, take out of my account or my credit card even $1. But do it, at least to feel that you are with me, not alone, okay? So there is, and I will send you a tax receipt at the end of the year, by the way. I know it's very hard nowadays in the economy in United States, very hard, and especially in your area. But still, you still feed your kids. ولا بطلتوا تأكلوهم ولا الحكاية. If you have even babies, consider it diapers. يعني الولد يعني بوز 2-3 diapers زيادة. إيه المشكلة؟ So you have to help the channel. Actually, I'm begging you because I want to go to my monastery. And every time I go, they send me back. It's too bad. You have to run this channel. It's not mine. And also, I wish that your children will be involved in this, in our channel. I wish. I'm asking Abuna James because he's one of the great Abuna. And I asked Abuna Yunan many times before, and I'm still begging him again and again, that you can be with us and involved in the channel. You have Mina. He has a very nice voice. He can sing and send his songs to the channel. You can have a program or a show. Anybody can make a show. Our programs, it's not made by specific studios. We are very poor. Any church can produce a program and send it to us. And you have everything in your church. You have very nice buildings. You have very nice kids. And you have very nice abunas. What else you need? What else you need to have a program or a show in on CYC? Nothing. Just I'm encouraging you to do that, and I know very well that you can do it. You can do it. Okay? May the Lord bless you, and if you have any question about CYC or my topic, most welcome. Hoping to see you. I will see you again on Sunday and the liturgy with the Abunas, and I will remind you again and again and again. God be with you. Thank you.